even before April's police-involved death of Freddie Gray and the riots that erupted after his funeral, Baltimore residents had complained about the frayed relationship between them and the police sworn to serve and protect them. Beginning today, WYPR's Mary Rose Madden starts a year-long look at that relationship and efforts to repair it in a series called On the Watch, Fixing the Fractured Relationship Between Baltimore's Police and Its Communities.
It's early morning and it's hot and sticky, but Modern Junk and Salvage off Pennsylvania Avenue near Sandtown Winchester is bustling. A forklift backs out of the shop, moving a busted old washing machine. There are nests of tangled wire strewn across the grass. Across the street, a man takes apart an old exercise bike, breaking it down to sell a scrap. 46-year-old Daryl Betts is dumping an extra-large bag of soda and beer cans into a sorter that spits them out into a black rubber trash can. For every can he fills, he gets just $5.
Right now, I'm on disability. The only thing I do, I make me a little change. I get my little necessities with. It's legal, that's right. They can't arrest you for it. And you're cleaning up the community. All right.
Beth says he walks these streets pretty much every day looking for cans, so he sees it all. Violent crime in the neighborhood is surging, and he's afraid.
Every day. Every day. You don't know what's going to happen.
Crime is up, but police presence is down, residents say. Arrests have plummeted. Open-air drug markets operate freely. And since May 1st, 6 homicide victims were under 18. As police search for leads, they'll be relying on the community for help. But the relationship between the police and the community is at an impasse, it seems, since the death of 25-year-old Freddie Gray. When cops arrive at the scene of a crime, they say they're met with crowds recording their every move with cell phone cameras. Experts say that's a sign that the community doesn't trust the police. In light of all that, Police Commissioner Anthony Batts has called for a bold new approach to policing in Baltimore. He says he wants to engage the community in a profound way.
We got to build relationships one person at a time. The Western is a good example. I was in a meeting with community leaders yesterday and having very sound, raw conversations.
Instead of dealing solely with crime, police ought to focus on things like truancy, mental illness, and drug addiction to try to improve neighborhood health, Beth says.
How do we start connecting with communities? How do we get outside that police station, walk through Gilmore Homes, make sure that we serve this community, and try to provide, as much as a police department can, provide the things that are needed?
Batts did get out of the police station earlier this week. For just the second time ever, he held a community comstat, this one at a playground just a few blocks from Pennsylvania and North Avenues.
All right, good morning. Thank you for everybody being here. It's going to be kind of an abbreviated Comstat.
In a typical Comstat meeting, commanders and sergeants report crime trends in their districts and talk about specific problems they see. But in this one, Batts is asking his commanders what they're doing to get closer to the people in their districts.
You know, part of what I want to talk about as you sit down is I want to talk about this neighborhood. I want to talk about this community and since the riots, the things that you see, what you feel, what the people are telling you, a little bit.
This is a new approach, but right now it's not clear whether Batts can successfully lead the department in this community-oriented direction. Police union officials say officers are more worried about being prosecuted for bad arrests than they are about being shot in the line of duty. Officers involved in the death of Freddie Gray were indicted on charges ranging from second-degree murder to misconduct in office. And 2 weeks ago, the union started investigating the department's response to the riots in April. University of Baltimore criminologist Dr. Jeffrey Ian Ross says it sounds like the police union and the police chief are at war. And that'll make it tough for Batts to increase community engagement.
A lot of these are buzzwords, but when they have to be, when these policies and practices have to be implemented on the street, there can be considerable variation and or disjuncture between what the definition is and the actual practices.
Ross says that can leave rank and file officers in a tough spot. They have to change what they're doing to adapt to new and sometimes vague policies. At the same time, they have to stay both effective and safe when they're out on the street. Morgan State University professor Dr. Lawrence Brown says there's another big problem with the community-oriented policing strategy. Most of Baltimore's cops don't live in the city.
Then that presents a problem because when they're commuting to a disinvested neighborhood like Sandtown, Winchester, where Freddie Gray was killed, then they don't have relationships. They don't consider those people to be their neighbors.
Nearly three quarters of the city's police officers live outside of Baltimore. That's from a 2012 Able Foundation report. One in 10 doesn't even live in Maryland. Brown says this creates a barrier to building trust, especially among African Americans. That lack of trust means communities are loath to give the police the benefit of the doubt because they're seen as outsiders.
I don't think that everyone believes that cops should be perfect. I don't think that people believe that cops will always get it right. I think there's even some leeway that the community would give if we knew that they're trying, they have our best interests at heart. Okay, you know, we know they're not perfect. Every now and then something may happen that we're not happy with, but that won't break our bond of trust. But I think right now it's quite the opposite, where it's anything that happens, we have to sort of go into the mode of wondering, well, was it actually fair? Was it actually just? Because we don't have trust, so everything becomes suspect.
Back at Modern Junk and Salvage, Daryl Betts is getting ready to weigh the day's haul of aluminum cans. He's had his own issues with police and refers to the department's earlier zero tolerance policy as harass everybody.
Like sometimes I've walked down the street many a time and I got pulled over for no reason at all, and then they just call in and let me go or whatever.
So would you say like that really affected the relationship that you, how you
no,
saw the
no,
police?
No, I love the police. As you see, I walk around a lot alone, you know what I mean?
When I mentioned the community engagement plan the police commissioner wants to roll out, Betts lights up.
Oh, well, that's what's needed. You need to get in community, talk to the other people.
He used to see cops actually walking the beat and playing basketball with kids in the neighborhood. But he says he hasn't heard anything about Batts' new plan, and he hasn't seen it on the streets either. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting from Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.
Our series On the Watch is made possible in part by the Bendit Family Foundation and Sig and Barbara Shapiro.